Кув хав гимон спис гимон. Кеше пасея ойке регел смой, тхила. When the person takes the three steps back, he takes the first step with his left foot to show that he's not happy about having to go away from the tefillah. And since the average person, his right foot is the stronger foot, so here he goes back with the left foot. The halacha explains, according to this, that he's a lefty, then he should go back with his right leg first.
Yeah.
There are other reasons why there's no nafkemina. The halacha is that a lefty goes back with his right leg. The shiapsi is eilu l'chol parasul k'day she'itin gudl v'sad okif. The minimum amount he should take per step is that his toe should be by the heel of the other foot. That was one, the length of the foot. The Ramah says l'chachila l'yivstab steer gasas yosim yizeh. So l'chachila you should make big steps. Nam achubadik. The Mishabur also brings down that the idea of this size of the psia, which is basically every step is from the heel of one foot to the toe of the other, and then the one behind goes to puts its heel in front of the toe of the other. That's the way Kohanim used to walk also, b'shas avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. And Mishabur brings that it's machlekes achreinim, what happens if you don't have enough room to make those steps? Is it any value of making steps less than the length of his foot? So the Magen Avraham says it's worthless, and other achreinim say that it does have some value. So b'shas atzrak, if there's no other option, there is room to take small steps, even less than the shear of the whole foot per step.
Yeah.
If you can go to somebody's Dalas Amas, if he's dominating behind you, you can't do what length your steps are. So the Mishabura sums up the way you do it is, you have your legs together, you move your left foot to the point that will be, the toe of the left foot will be by the heel of the right foot, and then with your right foot, you take a step to put it basically that the toe of the right foot will be by the heel of the left foot, and then you have the left foot become equal with the right foot. So you basically run only two steps back, but you will be your legs three times. So the idea of not taking big steps is that, first of all, it's not like it was done in the Beis HaMikdash, and also looks like you're running away from the tefillah. It's improper to take more than three steps. It's considered when he finishes the chazim, when he finishes Friday Shmon Esrei, take three steps back. She has that feel of the program, Eilut of Lachash Shalosh Psiyas. In blowing his battle, the Lachash, Raka Koram, the Ramos says that he only davened out loud, the Seer Shalosh Psiyas, and it's finished in the program. So basically what's coming out over here is that his private Shmon Esrei, of the Shliach Tzibur, he takes the three steps back. By the Lael Shmon Esrei, he says, for Tzibur, he does not. And then Mishabur explains, because he's going to eventually take three steps by the Kaddish after Valtzion, where he says, Oysha Shalom B'Moimov, then he'll take the three steps back. So when the Chazan finishes the Lael Shmon Esrei, he should not take the three steps back and wait till after Kaddish Tzibur. The only exception would be is that if somebody else is going to take over from Ashrei, then the first one will not be saying this Kaddish Tzibur, so then he'll take the three steps when he finishes. Now, if you have a Kriyas HaTorah, so it's going to come out that he's hearing the Kriyas HaTorah before he took the three steps back, even so it's not a problem, but it's all part of the Sefer HaTfilah. Yeah, but he should not speak other things in that period of time, because he's still involved in the Shmon Esrei until after Valetzion. So the Ramah is going to finish over there. That the Chazan only said HaTfilah B'Kol Ram, some places have by Mincha, they make a Mincha Tzorah, he only made one Shmon Esrei. Then he says in such circumstances, he does take three steps after his own Shmon Esrei, because that's for his private Shmon Esrei. And then by Kaddish, he's going to take three steps back. That's for the tefillah and the davening for the tzibur. Because he really have two Shmon Esreis and one Shmon Esrei.